Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Pardon me, folks. I was just making my naughty and nice list. Just like the FBI and, of course, the domestic surveillance apparatus, just like they're doing. And, of course, all of the Christians are on the naughty side. All of the patriots on the naughty side. All of the mothers and fathers and parents concerned about the perverse and perversion and perversity in schools, they're on the naughty side, right? By these globalist moron suckheads that exist in our government. Welcome to Hagman. Boy, how's that for an introduction?
Better check it twice.
I'll check it more than twice. Thank you, Eric the Tech. How's that for an open? You're listening to the Hagman and watching the Hagman Report. Today is Wednesday, December 20th, 2023, in the year of our Lord, just 5 days away from what Christians, what the Western world celebrates as the birthday of Christ, Jesus Christ. Of course, we know it's not necessary. It's not on December 25th. We know that. But in the spirit of that, let's acknowledge, folks, the birth, the life, and of course the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And by the way, he's coming back, and Jesus is not going to come back as in peace. Telling you, let's put up Matthew chapter 10 verse 33, and we're going to start right there. But whoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. This is red letter. This is Jesus Christ talking about. This is him. For I am come to set man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. That's already happening now, right? And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Think about that. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth a son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. That's Jesus talking, Matthew 10, verses 33 through 37. You can click on the link to that chapter and verse at HagmanPI.com. Open the program description box. With me right now is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, Renaissance Precious Metals. Folks, if you haven't done so already, you want to make sure you are protected in the financial end of things, and Renaissance Precious Metals, if you are a serious investor in physical precious metals, I can think of nowhere else to go, no better person on the planet that knows what's what than Steve Quayle from Renaissance Precious Metals. The link is at stevequayle.com, or you can see it on your screen right there. He's the man to go to. And anytime I've got questions about precious metals, I don't care whether it's a silver, if it's a Morgan dollar or a silver round or a gold American Eagle or a Canadian maple leaf, he's the guy. He's everyone needs a guy. He's the guy. And by the way, he's got real time gold charts and silver charts. I mean, the real time. Check it out. Go to stevequayle.com, click on the link for Renaissance Precious Metals, and make sure you make sure you're taken care of, because the crap is about to hit the fan. America, the meltdown is already in progress. America is at war, America right now is at war, overwhelmed and essentially taken down by the very people that many believe have are trying to save it. And it's difficult to believe where we're at today. Colorado yesterday saying no, Donald Trump, we decided, you know, us four individuals on the city. The reason I said that, I almost slipped, because these four Democrat appointed judges who disqualified Trump from 2024 ballot, check them out. Check out their backgrounds, check out their ideology, and you'll understand why that decision was made. You think it was made rooted in constitutionality? Think again, folks. All right. With me, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Enough of that. Steve, thanks for joining me.
Well, Doug, these are historic, momentous, and also the most perilous times in history. When Jesus said there's never been a time like it, nor would be again, this time right now, yep. He wasn't using metaphors. He wasn't trying to be just alliterative in his discussion. He was telling us about a period that is going to surpass all evil in history that anybody can even imagine. You know, lately, Genghis Khan's tomb has been found, and Genghis Khan was one of the biggest mass butchers in history, made literally mountains out of human skulls. To make it out of molehills, he made it out of human skulls. But the point that I'm even bringing up Genghis Khan for is we have evil now that is going to, coalesce around every evil entity that was possessed in history by either the fallen angels or the demons, which is a disembodied spirit. So now we're going to know an evil like none other. And, you know, Doug, I talk to a lot of people, as you do. Husbands and wives are, I got to tell you something, forget battlefield Middle East. It's battlefield bedroom. It's battlefield living room. The political landscape in America is nothing more than a barren wasteland based on, in my opinion, hopelessness for returning the country by law to a nation that no longer exists, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I keep going through the Pledge of Allegiance in my head. I keep singing the Star Spangled Banner, just the words. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the cowardly, and let's just call a coward a coward. I have never seen, Doug, in my life, the biblical definition of coward more pronounced or more prevalent than I do now. Actually, you know, I'm going to quit threatening to do this. I think I'm going to start, I'll sanitize some of the names, but I'm going to let people see, the people that even listen to you and I'm by subscription service or the private briefings, and I'm going to let people see the mindset out there of people that want information, but they don't do anything with it. People want more knowledge, but it increases, but they don't seek the wisdom of God to know how to apply it. Look, I could know all the cures for cancer, but if I don't know how to apply them, and I'm not implying I do, unintended, but I have to learn that wisdom is the application of knowledge and understanding for a specific matter, a specific goal, or a specific reason to utilize the underlying knowledge and then the understanding that comes along with. So wisdom's the most important thing. And in the book of 1 Corinthians, Jesus, I think, in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, it's Jesus has been made the wisdom of God to us in Christ Jesus. Proverbs 8 is all about Jesus and before he was incarnated. But where we're at today, Doug, is I would say this. Scoundrels rule, murderers reign, the insane have free reign, and people are still hoping that things go back to normal. I'm going to tell you once again, it will never go back to normal again. You can hope it, you can wish it, you can basically go out and cast fairy dust in the sky, you know, or you can do whatever you want, but normal's not coming back. We're a world at war that needs to happen to fulfill the scripture, and we're watching right now. We're on the precipice of perdition and the precipice of the second coming. It's either or. You can walk that fine line, ladies and gentlemen, but we are either going to go with God or we're going to be forever separated from God. I've been watching, Doug, the volcanoes, Eric, and maybe you want to put up one of the Icelandic volcanoes. Some of those things literally look like a biblical revelation of hell. They're not the typical volcanic eruption like you would see in the island of Hawaii or some of the Indonesian islands or even the Philippines. But what's interesting, they look like literal rivers and lakes of fire, fire that is burning hotter than hot. And so what's interesting to me, and I want to share this, I've been praying, and I want everybody that knows what imprecatory prayer is that God will open up literally the windows of hell to see the eternal destiny of those who reject Jesus.
So we have right now, I think one of the heaviest new, and by the way, folks, on screen, if you're listening to this by way of podcast or broadcast, audio only, if you go to HagmanPI.com, click on today's show, or Rumble in our channel and today's episode, you'll see what Steve is talking about the volcano. It's really the gates of hell appear to be opening right there. And some phenomenal. And we spoke about this yesterday, about the movement, the flow, the massive nature of this volcano. But Steve, let me ask you this. We have domestically people who are perverting our young people, and the moms and dads who try to do stuff about it are called domestic terrorists. Okay, you have people from January 6th still being hunted, and calls for being charged and jailed, calls for my imprisonment. Public calls for my imprisonment. I think I might have mentioned this to you off air. Are out there. You've got all of this stuff going on domestically. You've got stuff going on over in the Middle East. We are a world at war, and America is being taken down from within. But this is all part of what you've been talking about for so long, about Dimitri Dudeman's, his vision. Prophetic vision and such. Did I summarize that pretty well? I mean, we're being invaded and no one's doing a damn thing about it. What's it going to take, brother? I mean, seriously, Steve, I'm going to admit this, okay? I'm ready to take an AR-15 myself and a bunch of, you know, a posse and go down to the border and, you know, uphold the Constitution myself. That's how I feel. Now, am I going
to... Well, hey, Doug, yeah. And in essence, Greg Abbott has just stated that whether you like them, don't like them. I know Texans got good friends that are Texans. As a matter of fact, a couple of them are my best friends. But the point is that the outrage is a little too late, okay? Because the barbarians are within the gates. I want people to understand this. Over the course of my radio broadcasting, podcasting career, whatever, you know, kick in the rear career, I've met some really unshady characters. I did not seek them out, but some of them wanted to clear their consciences with me. And by the way, I'm not Catholic, but one former head of an intelligence agency for another country called me the priesta, okay? The priesta. And I said, I'm not a priest. I preach Jesus crucified, resurrected, and coming again. But why this is critical is that when you have money, you can buy anything that's available in the black market of weaponry. Anything. Doug, there's nothing. I mean, I wish I would have brought out my book, Lucifer's Luggage, Suitcase Nukes in America. It's too late for that now, although... I got to tell you something. Our private briefing nailed what the next weapons are going to be used in the Middle East and around the world are. They're going to be neutron weapons. They're going to be micro nukes. Neutron weapons kill differently than your standard fission bomb, A-bomb, or fusion bomb, which is a hydrogen bomb. Neutron bombardment doesn't destroy any buildings, doesn't destroy any grass, agriculture, land. It only destroys living matter, like humans and animals. And so there are traces, T-R-A-C-E-S, of cobalt-60. Cobalt-60 is a radioactive isotope. And when that starts showing up, you know something. Every atomic explosion, micro or macro, produces identifiable evidence. And so we're going to watch, in my opinion, it's already being set up. We're going to watch the destruction of the total U.S. military. And I think it's going to be important that people understand this, that we just moved one of our last aircraft carriers at sea, that we took it out of the waters around Singapore or Hong Kong and moved it into the, you know, the Dead Sea fish in a barrel. We're watching, I would say, this the most strategically blunderous military moves. Now, when you some of you say, well, you've never been in the military. How do you know? I haven't been in the military, but I know guys that are four-star active duty special ops guys that have been, and I know guys that are heroes, and I know guys that by their own men's testimonies have said, we'll follow General so-and-so any place because, Steve, he's first out of the Black Hawk, he's first on the beach, and that's the kind of leadership I used to get to hang out with. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not in the military. Doug, as you could probably tell, I'm not a paid official of the CIA. That's a joke. But when you start telling the truth, people are so accustomed to lies. It's like they're bathed in lies, they're overwhelmed by lies, and they choose to believe the lies. And I think the biggest lie that's taken down the United States of America is this, oh, we're equal with the Satanists. Everybody has a voice in America. They didn't found this country, they didn't fund this country, and now they're destroying this country. I love the America that is, having been on talk radio decades, fighting behind the scenes, doing everything one person could do, pledging that which God enabled me and trusted me with financially, doing as much as it was possible for me to do, but more importantly than that, was to try and always lift up Jesus. And the reason my calling that surpasses all is Jesus is all in all. And when the Lord promised me if I would be faithful to warn his people, he'd bring the people that know. You can't run out and find the people that I know. They have to come to me. And it's not Stevie has a tale to tell and try to protect people from going to hell. That's nice too. But no, I have to make it clear that unless we speak out, stand out, and stand for the truth, everyone will be steamrolled. And I can tell you this, hell is real. When I had Jesus appear before me and I physically saw him face to face, eyeball to eyeball, I'm talking Jesus, not God the Father. No man has seen God the Father and lived. Throwing down on my face, he had to lift me up. Gravity fails. And when I looked into his face and every eye, you know, every cell in my body looked into the eyes of Jesus and exploded with love and forgiveness, I had to ask a simple question because it was such earlier before he did that. I was a pagan who accepted Jesus at a Hal Lindsey crusade. And obviously, Hal Lindsey and I don't share the views on the rapture and stuff, but he presented Jesus to me. But I remember for the first year of having seen the Lord and had words of God fulfilled to me that he spoke to me in my bedroom for 3 hours, seeing the panorama of history. I could not believe in hell, Doug. And one day I was at my address, you'll love this address, 1313 South 4th, in a rental apartment upstairs. And I was kneeling in front of my couch, and I had that, at that time, my Bible page from the book of Revelation, from the original Bible, on the two witnesses. Interesting, of all the Bible pages that were available, that's the one I picked. And I remember with tears in my eyes saying, God, I can't believe that hell is real. Help me to understand. And instantly, I was out of my body. I was dropping into what could only be called the bottomless pit. It was black. It was blacker than black. The black was like asphalt in me, and I was an infant. I never saw anyone nor the devil in hell, but I did hear the cry of the damned. The, if you will, the understanding that was given to me is when you go there, you don't ever get out. And Doug, that so transformed my life from that point on. And I wasn't challenging God. I wasn't trying to be, you know, cocky or anything. I was just saying, help, Lord. Most important prayer I know to pray is help, Lord, when you're being genuine.
How did that make you feel? I just have to ask.
It was so upsetting emotionally. It was so, here's a word. I would say this. It was like getting the coldest bucket of Arctic water dumped on your head when you're sitting in a, you know, tropical beach, but you're having a suntan with the rays, you know, of sun hitting your body. So in essence, the thing is, it was that shocking. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
That changed my attitude. So I want people to understand something. I believe I can pray with the same urgency and fervor of that God answering my prayer. And the Bible is very clear, you know. If I seek him with all my heart, I'm going to find him. And so when I see the Icelandic videos and the lake of fire, I thought, God, thank you. I'm not saying it's just happening because of me, but I believe that as people who are going there and will burn in the lake of fire are seeing those, I believe God will quicken to those whose hearts are open or to those who are backslidden wanting to come back to Jesus. And I'm telling everybody who's a backslider, I were one, and I know it's not were, but I was one. And the thing is that the white sheet, God's welcoming you back and saying, I love you. It's the prodigal heart of God the Father. It's not the son. The prodigal son wouldn't have been anything if it hadn't been the Father and the Father's love. And Doug, that's the thing that I think is so critical. Things are going to go really badly in the Middle East. I don't know if we'll lose one carrier or two carriers. My advice, and I know that people listen to this. I mean, I know the Pentagon, G-O-N-E, as Finnish, listens to this. But you better, guys, move your aircraft off your flight decks and get them dispersed throughout land bases. You'd better take the precautions you can, because if you take out a carrier and 90 jets go down and you take out five of them, that's 450. Doug, no 450 jets. Nobody can withstand that kind of hit. And that's what we're facing in the Middle East. I would say the most tactical surrender of suicidal policy is moving that carrier out of obviously Chinese waters into the Red Sea. It's still en route, and you know it's full steam ahead. But when do the Houthis, and you know, somebody says, "Well, I don't give a hoot." I said, "You better give a hootie," and I'm not trying just to be sarcastic, because the Houthis have been given massive amounts, and this is going to freak people out. They are in possession of hypersonic ship killing missiles. Now, how can I know that, Doug? Well, obviously, somebody told me. And we have seen the denial by the Pentagon, or totally gone, of you know, hypersonic weapons. Well, we can count them. We don't have them. North Korea has them. North Korea tested an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile. People that can't think that Kim Jong-un is, listen, a hermit dictator, they have no clue as that man's background in nuclear physics. I've told people that. Well, I can't find that. Of course you can't. You know, people, here's what I'm saying. When the ramifications of a superior nuclear force are finally presented to the world, if you've been in the Defense Department and you've basically thought that your whoopee-dingo, you know, Patriot missile was any good, and we knew from, obviously, Ukraine it isn't, if we watch what's happening to the F-35s falling out of the sky, helicopters falling out of the sky, state-of-the-art missile cruisers dead in the water. These are all real instances, Donald S. Cook. You've got to understand, I've got to understand that what happens if the state-of-the-art weaponry, especially in avionics or avionics, and instrumentation is all already compromised? Well, and that's like, you know, basically putting no bullets in the guns and going out and yanking or yelling bang, bang, bang with an enemy that's got, you know, a mag full of AK-47 rounds, and he just goes, you know, and you look at your toy gun and you look at the bullet holes, you go, that doesn't make sense. That's how idiotic, in my opinion, I'm allowed to state my opinion, that's how idiotic military policy is right now. And what we're watching is, you know, what's the old statement, Doug? You put all your eggs in one basket, you get scrambled eggs, you get an omelet, or you literally, basically, you've shot all of your food sources into one recipe, and it's a recipe for disaster. Go ahead.
Is this, okay, so what you are saying, given the locations, everything with the military that's going on, this is a two-part question. Has our military been compromised and captured? That's part A. And part B, are we looking at like a Pearl Harbor type of situation where this is being set up for us to fail?
Absolutely. And I would call it Techno Harbor. Okay.
Okay.
The technology that exists. And look, I'm old enough to know that I've read a lot of stuff, and I think people know I'm pretty, you know, what would you say, intense in research. The thing is that we're watching right now the intentional destruction of U.S. military. Let's just jump to the recruiting process that's a disaster. Why is it a disaster? Because the best military men and women were kicked out if they wouldn't take the vaccination. In retrospect, why is there no calling on the carpet of those who went along with the military being vaccinated, and now we're down to what, the lowest level of manpower in the history of the U.S. military, maybe within contemporary,
actually it's true, yes.
Yeah. So okay, that's a pretty major sticking point. And then we hear about the water that's poisoned on 200 of their bases. Poisoned water. Fighting men need to be at their best, not at their worst. Fighting men need to know that their bills can be paid, that their wives and their children can be taken care of. And then they go into the meat grinder, the VA, and this is my opinion, and I am pissed about it, okay? I know veterans who died due to neglect. I know people that I used to call friends. Unfortunately, a couple of them are, you know, Christians. They're with the Lord. I'll meet them when I get to heaven. But the point is that I can talk until I'm blue in the face. I can tell people that, yes, there are smoky trucks. Yes, there are assassination teams. A smoky truck is an 18-wheeler that's a built-in execution chamber and incinerator. All the heat signature is contained. There is no smoke because it's superheated and they get rid of it. And, you know, you get that last trip, okay? Where are all the vets gone? Where have all the veterans gone? And, Doug, here is what's critical. I finally found the name, the operational name that was told to me. Does this sound like someone who appreciates their vets? No operation, no vet, N-O-V-E-T? Well, that's, you know, you don't need a silly name to describe that. Or how about this? Operation First Flush, you know? Well, you know what a first flush is when you need to flush it first because you're going to fill the toilet up again. This is how these entities see human beings. This is why they are demon infesticons, you know? Sounds like a new toy, but demon infested entities. Fallen angels mocking God, mocking his creation. And we allow these murderous scumbags. And I understand my name calling is, that's the only way to express my frustration, to continue to butcher our children, sacrifice our children, traffic our children, eat their flesh. And we see the sewage cesspool of the world in that slaughterhouse in D.C. with the dance of the, demon plum fairies. You know, if there's ever an out picture of the festering pustule of evil, I don't know what's more apparent than when you see the president's wife and her Christmas decoration. What is this, you know? Oh, hi, forget the pearly gates. These are the fiery gates. Welcome to hell. You know, the thing is that we're at this point now where I don't know where the flashpoint is. I know the flashpoint is prepared. I know that the intelligence is, you can buy any intelligence you want in the world. I just don't have a big enough wallet to do that. But if I did, I know where to go to ask people. I don't know the people to go to. But if I said to so-and-so, hey, it's worth $5,000 for me to find out this, this, and this, you know, they can find it. You know why? Because everybody's selling intelligence. The only people that don't believe that are the ones lacking intelligence in the United States government or in the United States population. What we're watching with Donald Trump, the assassination, and it is the character assassination of him, judges ruling they're going to strip him of his wealth. We supposedly have a constitution from unreasonable search and seizure, and you got the profane king. Profane, that would be Hunter Biden, the hunter of men's souls. Let's just call him what he is, Nimrod, okay? And he was a mighty hunter amongst the Lord. Well, he certainly likes the, how should we say this, the pièce de résistance of the prostitutes, you know? Oh, $1 million on whores. One of the comics called them just salacious headlines. Are you freaking kidding me? I don't know any point in history where $1 million was spent on whores. I don't. Well, I take that back. All of the lobbyists who have lobbied against this country would fit in that category. Let me just say this. Excluding the lobbyists who have sold out this country, this is a big deal. Packages of cocaine. You guys should listen to Eric Clapton's song. You know, packages of cocaine, which is prima facie evidence that he's a dealer. Man, you know, this is the snowman. And when I talk about snowman, I'm not talking about Frosty, okay? When you see the present son with a bag of cocaine, well, you don't really know it's cocaine. Well, I can look at his eyes and see his dribbling lips and look at his nose, and I can tell you this, I don't know what a cocaine user looks like, but I've seen pictures of cocaine users. Is that good enough? Well, they've got him right to left. And yet, what does he do? Defies, does he not, Doug? Doesn't he defy the congressional subpoena?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, it was so in your... And people need to really understand this. He appeared outside of the Capitol building for a press conference saying that he would be willing to testify, of course, in an open setting, but that's not how it works. Just ask Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon, people like that who have been arrested and charged, in the case of Steve Bannon, awaiting a jail sentence, okay? And yet Hunter Biden stands out there and says, yeah, look, I'm willing, but these are my terms. And no one does a damn thing about it. These are my terms. Since when in the history of the United States has that ever happened? And people might say, well, it's not about Hunter Biden. Look, it all connects to Joe Biden, the guy in the White House, the selectee who's in the White House. It all connects to him, the Biden crime family. And we have a corrupt, absolutely the most corrupt government in the history of the United States, the most corrupt FBI, the most corrupt Attorney General, the most corrupt Department of Justice that we've ever had. And you know what? People, you're lying to yourself if you think otherwise. Go ahead, sir.
With all deception comes destruction, and I can tell you this, Doug, you know what, you and I have been on the radio together for however many decades now. Are we going on 2 decades?
Yeah, I had to stop and think there, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And what's changed? What's really changed? Because it's here's what I'm asking you, because you know you're more linear and an investigator than I am. But what's changed that people, it seemed like there were more who cared, but at a certain point they quit caring and they want the information. But if you don't act on information, now my definition of acting on information is becoming when you had free speech, speaking up. When you had the ability to stand up, stand up. Now there's 2 million American citizens on the terrorist list. What changed, ladies and gentlemen, after 9/11? Well, I'll tell you what everything changed. His name was Barack Obama with a Hussein in the middle. And what changed is watch his words. Watch what I will do for Islam. Completely flipped the narrative. Now we have a weaponized DOJ, Department of Justice. We have an absolute, how do I say this, kangaroo court. We've got a Supreme Court that could have nipped all this in the bud. And yet, I ask myself, you know, did Donald Trump get LSD mixed up with his Big Mac? Think about why I'm saying this. Why would he appoint judges that he knew enough or maybe didn't take enough time to understand where their true political leanings were? Why is it that, ladies and gentlemen, Christians will close a blind eye to the slaughter of the innocent, and I mean this, innocent Palestinian children? I don't, I won't. Why is it that we absolutely just as long as it happens to their kids, it's not ours, yet we're the dumbest bleep, bleep, bleeping people on the planet because they're murdering our kids. They're selling them into every form of perversion and human trafficking under the BCC, Biden crime cartel, in my opinion, is off the charts. Doug, there's no way to look at the United States from outside of our, let's say this, our American colored glasses, rose-colored glasses, not to see what our country is viewed at by the rest of the world. I mean, you cannot help but understand that when Russia calls their number one, number two, strategic international or international continental ballistic missiles, Satan one and Satan two, and you see all the references to Satan. Oh, and by the way, this is what's interesting. Yesterday, the announcement on Russia's newest submarine called the Archangel. I thought, whoever named that, what a great name to name that submarine, Archangel, because it's the archangels that fight against the devil and his angels for the souls of God's redeemed. I don't know if you picked that up, but Archangel is what the Russians named their latest submarine, yep, their highest class, and they're putting hypersonic cruise missiles on it. There's no way that America can catch up. Yesterday, it was announced, the day before, that U.S. Steel is going to be bought out by Japan. National security issue. Doesn't matter. There's no ability in the United States to even produce gunpowder. And I want to share something. As someone who's been in the PrEP movement a long time, 50 years now, the late Mel Tappan in 1977 wrote a book called Survival Guns, and he was one of the fathers of the PrEP movement. And he said the day you'll know you're in it is when one round of 22 long rifle is a dollar. So a box of 50 is 50 bucks, a box of 100 CCI, that's a brand, you know, is going to be 100 bucks. We got to 75 cents a box, or 75 cents a round, $75 a box of 100, but we never hit the one. Guess what, Doug? There is no gunpowder in the United States produced any longer. None. So how do you fight, give or take, a half a dozen wars? How do you fight that when you've given all this money to the Ukraine and that guy has the balls to come in and ask for another $886 billion? I mean, where is the sanity? So here's what this all relates to. Our military has been destroyed from within. When we first started laundering U.S. munitions through the Ukraine, we had 51,000 man pads. Those would be, you know, shoulder-fired rockets anti-missile rockets, Stingers, etc., Dragons, all these different crew-served weapons. And we had that. Russia didn't have 51,000 tanks. Guess what? All that stuff appeared, and they were used. Some of them were used against Israel's tanks. Boy, that's really smart. So this whole orchestrated symphony of the devil, that is this global war that's brewing, it's going to go so fast and so furious. I don't know when it's going to happen, but Doug, here's the thing, and this is what people had better grasp. I have seen, when I say this, there's no words I could use, even if I swore like a trooper. I don't want to, but and I won't. But the point is that the denial that is so present in this country, I mean, I saw a person say, well, I'll just wait for them to fill the shelves. That person doesn't even understand. There's no ships in this, in the how should I say this? The bays of America on the East Coast, West Coast, or Gulf Coast. There's no in shipping ports. There's nothing there. There's no ships. Our ship has sailed. Everybody's looking out on the horizon. You know, like the love, like the long lost love of a sailor, yet to return as the sails fill the horizon in her heart for love. Well, that's why I don't write fiction. But the bottom line is that we're seeing now there's the lack of integration, and I'm not talking about black and white. Look at what Obama's done in that world. You have now a movement against white people. Last time I looked, I'm white. Last time I looked, I'm colorblind except when they call me a racist. And then I go 300 mph, okay? I go 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. I mean, I'm out of the tube. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you divide and conquer. And that's why Jesus made this statement that prior to the time of his second coming, you're going to see ethnos against ethnos, nation against nation. I can remember the day I started speaking about that, and everybody said, you're wrong, it's kingdom against kingdom. I said two different words. And until a certain point, Doug, no one got that. In other words, it's the ethnic strife and warfare in this country that is going to springboard the civil war, which the left wants. It's the left that's provoking the civil war. It's the left that's saying kill Whitey. It's the left that's and then you get the mindless, how do I say this? The mindless regurgitation of the leftist talking heads on devil vision, repeating the same mantra over and over and over. I watched, by the way, the Tucker Carlson's interview. I think of the man that beheaded that statue of the Baphomet. I thought, what a neat guy. And he made a statement. It was only a minute and 20 second. But he said he couldn't believe the Christians are saying, well, that's not right. I'm telling you, if any Christian will accommodate the devil and wants to basically take the devil as a lover, if he's a woman or nowadays a man, then go right ahead. Shack up with Satan. But don't bitch when you end up in the lake of fire. Go ahead, Doug.
You know, okay, so exactly what you said, and people, especially Christians, are saying, well, it's a First Amendment issue. They're justifying it through the First Amendment. This country, and I do understand the history of the founding of this country, but if you go back to the Mayflower Compact and understand the intent of the Puritans who arrived here to establish a colony so they could worship God. And by the way, the God of the Bible. Okay, that's kind of where, to me, that's the founding of this nation in its spirit. So we don't have room, nor should we tolerate. And this has been our problem, Steve, and interrupt me anytime, but I'll tell you something. We tolerate too much crap. We are a Christian nation. By the way, not a Judeo-Christian nation. I don't really like that phrase. We're a Christian nation. We have at the Supreme Court, I don't know if they don't notice them anymore, the Ten Commandments on the building of the Supreme Court. Okay, facsimile of them, obviously. But look, we tolerate too much. We tolerate the perversity. We tolerate the drag queen sessions. We tolerate the books in the libraries of our children. We tolerate the killing of our children, unborn children. The Christians are right there, you know. And I do want to shake them and say, what's wrong with you? But then I think too, okay, you know, I think we all need, as Christians, as conservative Christians, conservative, politically biased conservatives, but Christians first, to stand up for what we believe in, stand up for our God, stand up for God. Because if we don't stand up for God, he's not going to stand up for us. And it's about time that we, as Christians, notably the most white supremacist Christians, obviously the most dangerous in America, the most dangerous group in America, according to Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray and others. But we need to stand up and say enough is enough, no more. So what I guess, you know what? Because people will say, well, that's easy for you to say. You just sit there and talk from behind a microphone. Hey, Owen Schroyer was down at the border, okay? God bless that man. He was at the conference in Branson, and just a tremendous young man, okay? But he was down there and showing what the mainstream media won't show. That's one example of something that we all can do. We can get in their faces. We can say, and we, you know, there are no rules, right? I mean, the Democrat, the left, the biased, ideologically biased left, progressive communists in this country, they don't play by the rules. They don't feel like they have to. So why should we play by their rules when they don't play by their rules? Okay, why don't we get off of our collective asses, get together as righteous Christians and say, you know what? We're not going to put up with this shit anymore. And I don't care if it's Merrick Garland. I don't care if it's Christopher Wray. I don't care if it's Avril Haines. I don't care who it is. But everyone needs to be held to account. And the standard, the litmus test, or the standard of account, I believe, is the righteous anger as Christians that we should be exhibiting against these demons in the White House, in the executive branch, in the judiciary, and in Congress, and say, you know what? We're here. We're not going away. And we're not going to put up with your crap anymore. That's just me. I'm done.
Well, Doug, here's the thing. People can say we hide behind a mic, but they don't know what you do and they don't know what I do. And because I wish there were more trustworthy people out there, I've even tried to increase the trust factor. And when I put out the last private briefing, somebody, I won't go there, but someone doesn't understand the private part of the private briefings, especially on what's going on. See, information is power, and power, empowering people. What I've learned is this. I get emails from people, I'm sure you get them too. Please send me your free information. Nope, there's no such thing as free information. It's not even free if you get it free, because it's going to cost you something in personal capital. It's going to cost you to make, the effort to read it, to listen to it. And today, as I was driving in to do my podcast at my shop, I was going, Lord, how do we get crowbars to pry open the eyes of people that say they see and they don't? I said, what, do you have to pack their ears? This is metaphorically. Do you have to pack their ears with C4, get a little guy with a plunger like in the cartoon shows or the old Western movies, and go boom and blow the ears out? How do you get people to see what they choose not to see? I think that's the answer, Doug. If they make the choice not to see or not to hear, or how about the religious preachers, okay? They're good on Sunday, but boy, forget the rest of the week. I have no one in mind in the statement. We're at the point now where it has to come to your front door, because it's going to have to cost everybody everything to keep what they have in the way of anything. And that's a powerful statement. Look, they're not going to let us in white suburbia or in white this, white that. They're coming for us. And ladies and gentlemen, 8 to 10 million illegal immigrants, those guys already got their weapons. The ones that are true warriors brought in under the guise of open policies. Do you understand what I'm saying, everyone? They are going to be well-armed. Their $2,500 to $5,000 a month prepaid cards that they live on, their cell phones that they're given, and they're coordinated to meet in, for, I'm just making this up, meet in Podunk, California, and take over the town. So they all get the same message. Go to pre-approved points of weapons passing out. A lot of people don't understand what's going to happen to prisons. There are teams that are designed to break people out of federal prisons. If they're a certain persuasion, a certain color, they're going to break them out. They, Doug, are the people that have already come into this country to take over the country. Am I being clear what I'm saying there?
100%, Steve.
I think that
can't be overstated. When you look at the southern border specifically, and the cooperation and the facilitation by the Customs and Border Patrol, and even the Republican Governor Abbott, that puke, and I'm sorry, but no, I'm not, that mini-me of Klaus Schwab dressed as a Republican, you know, hiding behind the R, okay, sending down the National Guard, as well as Katie Hobbs, that hobbit, okay, neutering the laws and then sending the National Guard down her. It's all kabuki theater, okay, all of this. So they're part and parcel to the facilitation, and I don't think this can be understated, of bringing in military age men and women, giving them United Nations, paid for by the UN with our tax dollars, no less, cards that will allow them to live until given the activation order, because it's not going to be your neighborhood cop taking your gun away. It's not going to be your neighborhood cop kicking your door in when this goes really kinetic. It's going to be the people that they brought in and they set up and funded and armed, like you said. And if people don't believe that, then just wait until your door gets kicked in and you get dragged out to the white van or the black SUV and taken off to wherever they're going to take you. That's what I think that's what you're saying. And people don't understand how late this is. And if you know, I think January 6th, too, is part of this, at least as a litmus test to see how much the American public would put up with. Go ahead. I think you're muted, or did I catch you off guard?
Yeah, I'm sorry. January 6th was the litmus test. January 6th is the most provocative black eye in the eyes of the world that they ever watched. What do we see now? But every other person was a federal agent? And I think that's it, isn't it? Every other, there were more federal agents bust in. I knew it was a fake thing when I saw Gina Haspel, former director of CIA, with a Trump MAGA hat on, and waving an American flag. Yeah. I thought, how precious.
And but the congressman, and I didn't mean to overtalk you, the congressman showing the two white buses that were overpainted, okay, so they could be, you know, nondescript, bringing in the very people that created the situation, that created the damage,
That generated the whole, if you will, that were the support staff for the whole false flag. Even Nancy Pelosi's daughter is on record. But where are the courts? You see, here's the
captured.
That there are no courts. There's no justice. There's no justice. Change the word justice to just them. Somebody says, "Where's the justice?" I say, well, it's no longer justice. It's just them. And look at now what we're seeing with the Colorado debauched four. Okay, I mean, come on, can it be any plainer? And isn't it interesting that Denver becomes a provisional? You're going to love this, the provisional capital of the United States when D.C. gets nuked. Well, what Denver should be worried about is the DIA. I remember 25 years ago carrying the stories on from eyewitnesses who were building the underground bomb shelters and everything else they built under Denver International Airport. And then the DIA headquarters came out and was making jokes. Oh, they think we're a bunch of globalist illuminists, blah, blah, blah. No, we don't think it. We know it. And then seeing all of the, if you will, the traffic flying into DIA at various times. Obviously, you've got NORAD. You've got North American Air Defense Command there. You've got the situation with, I think it's Patterson or Peterson Air Force Base south of Colorado Springs. And you couldn't have a greater assortment of a extra Washington, D.C. presence than you could in Denver. So it doesn't surprise me that Denver and especially Colorado becomes a poster child. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't just a political issue. How about all the people that were burning cities in Portland, Oregon, and burning Seattle and doing what they were doing? Those were anarchists. Yet you have, you know, peaceful assembly, and then the whole story, the whole false narrative, is there not one federal judge of an appellate court that says release them immediately of the January 6th prisoners, you know? And see, I got to tell you, I'm really concerned because I don't know, and this is something I can't tell, I don't think you can, I can't tell what the flashpoint is going to be when civil war is kicked in. And according to Dimitri Dudeman's prophecy, it's going to be in the middle of the country. I don't know if that's Texas or north of Texas, but the point that's interesting is that you cannot have revolution without civil war. They go by the playbook because civil war gives the revolutionaries the, quote, authority of the conquerors to get rid of everybody they don't want. And we've already heard records and references to, you know, all of the different 72 groups on the Missouri MIAC report and all that. That stuff's all old news, but those lists never go away. They just keep getting added to and added to and added to. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there are people keeping lists. I'll tell you this. They know every senator and congressman how much money they took from the Chinese. Yes, but you know what, Doug? After that was public knowledge, the Congress of Senators passed a bill that you could not associate any congressman or senator with a donation from China. Did you know that?
You cannot.
Here, let me kind of read it to you a little bit because I was going to send this to you, but okay. I don't know how much time we have yet, but you know.
We're good.
Yeah, okay. The people need to understand something is that Congress, I asked the question, how many of the Democrat senators and representatives are on the CCP payroll and how are they paid? And then I asked the same thing about the Republicans, okay? And so this was back in 2020. But everything that everyone does that they think is so secret, especially kleptocurrency is no longer secret. Good night. We just had the big telltale that, you know, one of the Coinbase wallet, not Coinbase, but one of the crypto wallet companies is just giving information away because they want to set a precedent. Well, here's the thing. House of Representatives, okay, 232. 232 of the House of Representatives received Chinese money. Republicans, 198 members. 198. Democrats, 45. Republicans, 53. These are big money gifts, Doug. And because of the law that was changed, there were names associated with them from the Australian intelligence. That's where this whole thing came out. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And it was released, you guys, publicly. When it's released publicly, you've got to go and watch who, how should I say this, who immediately passes any kind of legislation to try and silence critics or the release of information that would cast them in a CCP light, Chinese Communist Party light. So
and that also includes, by the way, the attempted, and I believe it will be successful, release of information referencing the Epstein flight logs and visitation logs to Epstein Island by, and this would include both senators and representatives. Okay, so I don't know how many people are aware of that, where there was a recent ruling saying, okay, we'll release this information, and right away, I mean, you talk about writs flying left and right. This is attempted to be stopped. So the information that you're talking about is virtually the same in terms of someone being compromised, a ruler being compromised. I really don't think we have anyone within our current framework of government that's not compromised in some way, whether it's by China or whether it's by perversion, greed, or sexuality. We're there. I mean, but back to the question too, and I don't mean to take you off point, but what is it going to take for the American Christian patriot to say no more, no more? And you know, and make January, and this is a question, and make January 6th look like a day, you know, walk through the park. Because at this point, what do we have to lose? Our freedom? It's gone anyway. The self-censorship, and I'm amazed, by the way, at the self-censorship of platforms like this. To avoid, well, I don't want to get taken off of social media or Twitter because that's, you know, that's where the money is. That's where I get bullshit. Okay, speak your mind and be proud of the fact that we live in a country that once we were allowed to speak our mind. And I'll tell you what, if I get hauled out this door, or if you get hauled out this door, I'll tell you, I'm coming for you, and I hope the same for me, because well, you know,
here's the deal, Doug. Go. You're when a man or woman has principles, it's one thing. But when they've been compromised by the sheer amount of money, some of the whales, and I'm talking whales, meaning not, you know, the ocean whales. I'm talking big time wealthy people in the Congress and Senate received up to $250 million. From the Chinese, both parties, $250 million. The joke is the Chinese had to shake their head and go, man, these people are really dumb. We're giving them U.S. dollars. And U.S. dollars aren't worth much, you know, in reality. Sure, as long as they can spend them at the local, you know, prostitution house or whoever will take dollars still. But when the day comes, What's happening, Doug, the very same fake money we plastered the world with now came back and bought all of our political puppets on the Potomac of self-indulgence. The irony of that is just too great to even try and wrap your head around, that we had people betray our country en masse for the worthless dollars that their worthless policies created the inflation that's destroying it. The bankers who basically are beholden to each other and to Lucifer himself, the love of money, Jesus said, is the root of all evil. The control of money is the control of all evil. And then you hear this story today that Madame Rothschild wants a central bank digital currency. Well, of course she does. You know, CBDC equals control. At the end of the day, everything you and I would talk about on your show, everything we've talked about on your show, all the shows we've done together or separate, it's all about control. And if you control the narrative, you control the outcome. Somebody once said, history is written by the victor. Well, certainly the victim has a different outlook on being taken captivity than those who have taken them captivity or taken them into captivity. So at this point in history, today is December 20th, I want everybody to understand that behind the scenes, that multi-$149 trillion is still a big deal. It's still being argued with over the banks. This is what I'm told. The credit card situation is still in place. And the EBT, electronic benefit transfer, there are selective areas around the country where people aren't getting their money. A very close friend of mine sent me a text last night. He says, Steve, my wife normally gets her Social Security on whatever the 19th. And she received a letter that she won't be receiving it until January 17th. Well, that tells me that if that was her December disbursement and she's not getting it until January, what just happened there? Well, I'll tell you what happened there. That money needed to be kept in the Treasury's general accounting account or defined benefit account in order to cover someone, and the people that earned their whole life to be able to have Social Security basically don't have access to their funds. Not all of them, Doug, but I'm getting intermittent reports, okay? So when do you know that there's a first sign of trouble? When do you know, Doug? When do you know that there's a first sign of trouble?
There's a good example. When what you've paid into is being held for a specific purpose, because the till's empty, essentially. So they've got to buy some time. That's one example. Is that what you're looking for? Because I can go on all day.
Yeah, the thing is, when the till's empty, this is why I use the word ramifications turned to damnifications. What happens when a normal rhythm or course of financial income, what happens when that goes? Well, your life is thrown into an upheaval, right?
Yeah.
It affects everything from rent, food, groceries, pharmaceuticals.
But isn't this the way the central bank digital currency, the Rothschild, okay, the Gates, the Oprah Winfreys, Bloombergs of the world, isn't this the way it starts? Because those are just numbers on a ledger, okay? Isn't that the way?
Well, yes and no. First of all, it's the techno barons that have the cash, okay?
Right.
And a good example, Mark Zuckerberg building his doomsday bunker on Kauai, okay? I have, for the record, it's on my website, stevequell.com. You can go look at my photos of Kauai. I've flown the Nepali coast. And yet, somebody should have told Zuckerberg that the number one primary target in the world, once World War III starts, is Kauai. Kauai and the Hawaiian Island chain. Why? Because it's a Pacific Missile Theater range. Why? It's because there are so many military assets there that control the entire dispersion of all assets in these atmosphere, i.e. satellites in the air, aircraft on the ships at sea, i.e. under the sea. And so he puts his doomsday bunker at ground zero. You got to see some humor in that, okay? Some humor in that. I've told the story about Kauai too many times, but the gist of it is that is absolutely, probably, there's no more dangerous place than that outside of Washington, D.C. or New York City. But for where he sought to build his refuge, couldn't have been any more deadly or dangerous than the choice of that place. Does that make sense, Doug?
Yeah, he must have really prayed about that one.
Yeah, well, I think he prayed, P-R-E-Y-E-D, about that one.
Exactly.
But I don't think his prayer is in his repertoire of making business decisions. Look, guy's a gazillionaire, but gazillionaires make mistakes too. And at the end of his life, I would remind him of Iceland's volcanic lake of fire. I tell all these people that want to live their lives, live them, enjoy them, because that's it. When you close your eyes for the last time, when you've had your last meal, when you've had your last glimpse of paradise, you'll never see it again. Because what you're going to see is a flaming landscape. What you're going to hear are the sound of the damned. What you're going to know instantly, and this is interesting, instantly when anybody goes to hell, there's an instantaneous understanding, Doug, it's forever. There's no Catholic purgatory. Good night. I get an email today from a guy talking about purgatory, and that's the only way people can pay for their sins. That guy doesn't know anything about it's Jesus who paid for our sins, not doing hard time in hell, you know? And I mean, so I'm a Protestant, so I would not get along with Catholic doctrine, nor do I. But that doesn't take away from the fact that there really is a lake of fire, exclusive. And you know what? Who goes into it? Sounds like a lot of my emailers. Fearful, cowards, and the unbelieving. You know? Because, again, everybody wants to argue a point that provokes them to ponder their eternal existence. Well, I don't believe there's a hell. You will. Well, that's just invented by you Christians to scare us away from our sin. No, actually, it was stated by God to get you to quit sinning and come to him and be forgiven. You know, I mean, hell is so universal throughout the world. Having read everything that was available, I haven't read everything, but that which has been available to me, I have read concerning hell, Hades, the underworld. Going back to some of the oldest poetic narratives, the Epic of Gilgamesh. Now we would have the New York Times headlines of Gilgamesh, okay? Nothing but mush. But Gilgamesh and all of the, if you will, when you're dealing with truly ancient history, it's all about entities, non-human entities, monsters, human beings, and other beings, like aliens. So where we're at right now is,
did you not just really explain in very succinctly why things are the way they are? Because we have a population, and especially the controllers of people, the gazillionaires, the people with the money. Their lack of belief in hell, in punishment, in eternal punishment, or is it that and or the fact that they believe that they can outwit God and create their own godlike status? And
yeah, I think that's accurate, because what you're saying, that's the foundation of transhumanism.
Exactly.
One of the most famous transhumanists is Zoltan Isfahan. That's his name. I quote him all the time. He said, at the heart of the matter, at the heart of transhumanism, singularity, no transhumanist wants to die. They want to live forever. And where does that go? That sounds familiar. Oh, that's in the Bible, where the devil promises Eve, as he's seducing her, you know, you're not going to die. So to live forever apart from God is the world and eternity's greatest lie. And that's the basis, and that's, I'll sum up what you just said. That's the entire promise of transhumanism. You will not die. You'll live on eternally. You basically get to keep all your stuff. All your wealth will multiply, and you will be God. Doesn't get any plainer than that one.
No, it doesn't. Boy, you're exactly right. I see transhumanism as the vehicle. And you know, working with Russ, The demonic possession, that's a real thing. Believe me, folks, that's a real thing. And working with Russ really introduced me to people who were under the control, and that's a true statement, of those who believed that they could, through things like AI, tools have been created, that they could outlive judgment, which it almost hurts my head to think about that, because you can't do that, but they believe they can. And belief being the driver of action, obviously, explains why we're seeing what we're seeing today. And I think you were right on the money, when it comes to where we're at with this meltdown coming, with the fact that the United States, America, we're at war, and we're at war with ourselves. We've been at war with ourselves, but it just hasn't been declared or really made public, as well as the fact that we are looking at a showdown in the Middle East and internationally. And the fact that this is going to go real bad, especially for the non-believers.
I think it's going to be not only a showdown in the Middle East, I think it's going to be a takedown and take out of the United States in the
Middle
East.
Better said. Yep.
Yeah. And I want to share something. You know, I'm on record, and ladies and gentlemen, this is written by Daniel Holdings, Midnight Strikes, Judgment Unleashed. And this was written a couple of years ago, and we talked, Daniel interviewed me, and there's a lot of stuff in here, and I want you to know this, that there is a lot of stuff yet to come to pass. And I always hear, you know, by the grapevine of this or that or the other critic, if you want to know what I've said over the years, it's here, and why I sat on some of it for 20 years. For me to keep my mouth shut 20 years would have to be a direct attribution to the living God, because people had to have ears. And I understood it like this, Doug, in everyone's context of understanding, wherever they're at the moment, people have a different context of understanding than, let's say, the average person. But with Hollywood being the forerunner of programming and mind control, for not just the movies, but also television, that is expanding. This, between my two trigger fingers, is the area I'm saying is a person's comfort zone with what they know. As that comfort zone grows, they're able to embrace more things that they, oh, that's just that crazy conspiracy stuff. No, as you come into a time period where the technology becomes equal to the revelation, and you can see the application of the technology, you can understand the revelation, i.e. the mark of the beast, i.e. the image of the beast, i.e. the power of the beast to call down fire from heaven. All that stuff is in the context of the times we now live in. That's why the angel in the book of Daniel was told, seal it up, Daniel, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, for the knowledge will run to and fro. And that's why that which was sealed is being revealed, and it's important that people understand this. By the way, Doug, I want to just say this. Anybody who wants my books, better get them, because they're not going back into reprint. I made that decision, right, wrong, or indifferent. I have to live with it. The only exception I would make, and there is one exception, is Jesus, the premise of the promise, because too many people have been blessed, and they've been blessed by a lot of stuff I've written. But this is probably one of the most important books I've ever written, because it's about Jesus. It doesn't get any more important about Jesus. So if people want, you know, get this, you guys, they're available. And then the one that Doug contributed to, Xenogenesis. In Xenogenesis, if you want to know the bottom line with chemtrails and geoengineering and weather warfare, et cetera, it's the opening up of spiritual gates of hell to allow entities which were bound by God for the sake of humanity, which are now opened up by men who have yielded to Satan, not to the living God, and they're cooperating in the destruction of humanity. So I would encourage everybody, Midnight Strikes, Judgment Unleashed. We're seeing Judgment Unleashed. It doesn't get better. You've got the Bill Gates of hell talking about 50 companies that he's associated with. They're gonna screw up everything that's food or water oriented, and they want us dead. You know, Doug, if I could say one thing, and I say quite a few, but this would be my parting words, I guess, to humanity. They wanted us dead all along, and we cooperated without hardly a song. They wanted us dead all along. The demons and the devils, have one primary goal. It is the destruction of human life. They will use anybody and pay off anybody, from the hottest little rock star, to the most powerful politician in the world. They'll buy them off. They'll put them in places of power. But remember this, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, you close your eyes, I close my eyes, I see the last sunset or the last sunrise, I take the last sip of water, I talk to Doug Hagman the last time, call him on the phone. And by the way, that just happened, Doug, with Bob Griswold. I talked to Bob 2 days before he went home to be with Jesus. 2 days.
Man, we're losing warriors, brother. We are losing. Yep.
And you know what? It's amazing. The warriors are going home to be with Jesus, and the flustered cluckers, flustered, F-L-U-S-T-E-R-E-D, cluckers, those are people that make a lot of noise, flap their wings, and don't do much. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing that, is still hard for some of us to understand in Russ going home to be with Jesus. Bob Griswold, I told Bob, I said, Bob, thank you for standing up for Jesus. I said, thank you, Bob, because there was nothing more important to Bob than his walk with Jesus. And I mean that. And so I was blessed to be able to talk to him, talking to Hawk the other night. Your prayers, you guys, are keeping him alive.
Amen.
And again, I'm so grateful to God. But Doug, as you say, we're losing a lot of warriors, but we sure gained a lot of cheerleaders, haven't we?
Yes. And to what you said earlier, we have about 7 minutes left of the show. To what you said earlier, folks, if you have any questions as to the authenticity, the veracity, the authentication of what Steve said about the demonic power controllers, do me a favor, and I'll put a link in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Look up The Good Club. This was an article from May 30th of 2009 in The Guardian in the UK. And those are the individuals, Obama included, that comprise the individuals that comprise the group that of which Steve speaks. And it's called The Good Club. It's kind of upside down and backwards, obviously. But Steve, and by the way, folks, Jesus, the Premise of the Promise, what an inspired book. And all of Steve's books, please get them while you still can. Just a real quick question. If they ordered them right now, today, can they get them before Christmas or no?
Absolutely. Okay. We send out the same day. And some of them, Doug, I'm down to less than a case of books. A case is 12, some of the titles. Most of them are under 50. I think Jesus, the Premise of Promise, there's less than 200. Judgment Unleashed, probably less than 200. So what I'm saying is this. Get them while you can and commit to memory the stuff that's in them. Because in essence, Jesus, the Premise of Promise, there's nothing more important that I can say. There's nothing more important than I can write. There's nothing more important that I can do. Doesn't mean there aren't people that will be effective with what they do.
You will be remembered by that book. I believe, when history is written, I think, Steve, that book is your magnum opus. And I really believe that is Steve Quayle. Okay. To me, that's you.
Well,
when I talk to you on the phone, and I'm not trying to flatter you, I'm just saying that
that's, no, no, it's no, just that is, book. That is. Listen, and I got to give God credit. I know this is strange to people. You know, I got that in the shower. I mean, that I got it downloaded in the shower. You know, I don't keep a waterproof tape recorder in the shower or a laptop or anything. I don't know how God does it, what he does with me, but he does it. And I'm grateful. He probably knew how I made it through high school, and that would be with the word barely. I did not like high school. I made it through college. Really, it was surprising because, you know, the Lord was with me. And Doug, I want to make a statement. I'm intimately aware of what goes on in the background of silver and gold. Yep. I know there's a lot of competitors out there. I know there's a lot of very smart people. I even post their articles, even though they're my competitors. But what I want people to understand is this. Silver will be your barter, especially the piece that fell on the floor, but it will be your barter. Gold will be your savings. And ladies and gentlemen, with the way the post offices are across the United States, imagine the day comes when if you're used to getting anything in the mail, it no longer comes in the mail. Well, gold and silver can only travel two ways outside of armed courier or Brinks truck. This has to go by USPS, United States Postal Service, or by FedEx. UPS, United Parcel Service, doesn't allow insurance on precious metals. So we're limited to FedEx, and we're limited to USPS. So for those of you who are finally understanding what's going on, it's time to get your silver and time to get your gold. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to share something else that's really critical. Go to BeReady123.com and get your Faraday bag. You've got to get them. Because, Doug, most people get lazy, and we don't know when an event's going to happen where your phone, you're going to get geofenced, okay? We don't know that. You can be as harmless as going down the street and have something negative happen, and you find yourself in a world of hurt or worse, in jail, because your cell phone, was transmitting all the time. And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, what's important for everyone to understand is the Faraday bag. That's those little brown bags you see to your right, screen right on the left-hand image. It's critical that you have one of those. This isn't you just got to get them because, well, I don't really know. No, you need to know. 400, Doug, how many people are in D.C. jail right now? 450, 460?
I'm not certain of the number, Steve.
Okay, well, forgive me, but let's say over 450, that's safe to say, and they were all rounded up by their hell phone. Is that not a true statement?
That is true, yes.
So BeReady123.com and Prep123.com, and I can only share this with you that it's that critical. Time is on none of our sides. Nope. We're all on vapor lock, okay? Vapor lock means there's still enough gas fumes to keep the vehicle running, but when that last vaporized fuel is dissipated or disappears, the complete engine comes to a screeching halt or just a dead in the water halt. So silver, we got plenty of silver, get it shipped out right away, and for the record, Doug, if we get good funds, that means a wire in. We can usually ship out within 1 or 2 days max. So I think it's critical for people to understand they need to take advantage of this now.
Absolutely. All of the links that Steve spoke of, the go bag, the satellite phones, of course, Steve's Renaissance Precious Metals, all of that, as well as his books, will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Please go there, as well as my last article I wrote. I'm very serious about this. The last article I wrote yesterday, I believe it was, The Total Cuckery of the U.S. Citizenry. Kind of reflective of what we spoke about. Steve, I'm going to thank you so very much for being a part of this show, and thanks for all you do. And I wish you and your family the most joyous
times. Thank you, I would say Merry Christmas to everyone. I love Christmas. People that, oh, Jesus wasn't born in December. Doesn't matter. If I had my way, and I'm on record, I mean this, Doug, I would have every day be Christmas, every day be Resurrection Sunday, every day be Thanksgiving, combine them all, and every day, because in Jesus, the scripture's clear, all things exist and consist because of him. There's one name under heaven, and that name is Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Blessings, Doug.
God bless you. Thank you, Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com. What a fantastic show. Please share this with others. Eric the Tech, thank you so much for all you do. God bless you, folks.